A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 4th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dobell.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise for Zimbabwean citizens, which kicked off today ahead of the 2018 general elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise which started throughout the country today.
The exercise will last until the 30th of November 2017 and is in preparation for the 2018 harmonized elections.
Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede said the registration exercise is being carried out in all provinces of the country and will enable citizens to acquire birth and death certificates and identity cards, as well as verify their papers if the ones they have already are machine readable.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, abasanda ukusixhuma Zulu kandaba, lamuntu asixoxa ke ngohlelo lohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-Registrar General, osolukhona khonangapho ke emaphandleni lendaweni ezijiyeneyo emadolobheni. Uhlelo lolu ngolokuthi abantu bathole izithupha, bathole lencwadi zokuzalwa lokunye okujiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ye, sizwile ke abanye besithi ke sokumele ukuthi abantu babe lezithupha zamaphepha lokuthiwa ngama-plastic identity cards, ukwezithi bayenelise ukubhalisa kugwala lokuvota. Kodwa ke uRita Makarau, yena ongumgcini sihlalo we-ZEC, uthi hayi akunjalo. Nxa ukuthi isithupha sakho sezenge sisebenza, ungasebenzisa ukwenza ukuthi uregister kuloko kuthiwa i-biometric voting exercise. So ke libe kwazi khonokho ukuthi nxa isithupha sakho sasebenza, lokho esisebenza ukuthi ubhalise egwaleni loliyana. Kodwa-ke kukhanya ngazani kukhona ongani kuyahlupha ngokubhalisa lokhu Blessing. Ngazani kuloku ubhadalisana okuthize kule mali okumele uzikhiphe lapha lalapha, so abantu bakhonana nje.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi, toda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvechirongwa chatanga nasi chekuti vanhu vose vakwanise kuenda kuno tora zvitupa zvitsva. Kune vamwe vane zvitupa zvisinganyatsoverengeke zviya, vanofanira kuti vaende vopuwa zvimwe zvitsva. Asi sekutaura kwatakaita nasa chigaro weZimbabwe Electoral Commission, amai Rita Makarau, vane zvitupa zverata vari kunzi munokwanisa kuvhota. Vaivo futi vanonzi maaliens, vamwe vanoda kuti mabvakure kudaro daro, vakati ivavo pamutemo vanokwanisa kunge vachienda kunovhota. Ndekudaro vateereri takunzwa kuti maenda here kuti muende kuhofisi yamudzviti iri kufamba munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana, ichiita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachivhota. Pane vamwe vanga vava kuchema chema kuti vanenge vari kusangana nezvimbinga mpinyi zvakasiyana siyana. Tida kuti mutiudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuona, uye vamwe vari kuti zvinhu zvacho Gibbs kunzima zviri kudhura. Mari yacho yavari kunzi vabhadhare nenge yakati wandei, vari kuti kode zvadi zvangopuwa vanhu pachena. Asi pari zvino vanhu vari kunzi vabhadhare, saka ndo zviripo. Vanhu vari kunzi munokwanisa kutora mabirth certificates, munokwanisawo kutora zvitupa, vaya vasina zvitupa, kuti igadziriro yesarudzo dzichazoya dzegore rinoya, nekuti haukwanisi kuti uende unonyoresa usina chitupa. Saka mukana uri kupawa vanhu kwemwedzi mitatu iyi kuti ukwanise kuita sei kunonyoresa kuti ungochivhota Gibbs.
Ye, siyabona ke kule ncwadi lapho ibhalwe iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abakhuluma ngakhona kuBlessing, ku-mobile clinic ikhona ngale Epworth, bathi khona ukuthi uguqule lokho kuthiwa yi-alien ID ukuze uthole EIT ye Zimbabwe $50. $50 uzuyithola mfowethu ngani ukuzima kakhulu. Nxa walahla isithupha ke blessing lalelozwe $15 nxa ukuthi walahla isithupha sakho. Kuzobuya ke $5 nxa ukuthi ufuna i-birth certificate, birth certificate yakho. Nxa ukuthi uleminyaka e 6 years usiyaphezulu. So $5 khona lapho nxa ufuna i-birth certificate. Kuzobuya ke ukuthi nxa wena usiya tshintsha isithupha sakho. Kumbe kungakhanyi izengela ukuthi libhalweni. So kumele uhambe lomzali wakho. Nxa ungazila mzali kumbe isihlobo eseduze kakhulu awutholi lutho. So konoko lakho bathi hayi kungazani kawuhambe ngemfanelo. Kuzobuya njalo lokuthi i-birth certificate yakho nxa sindala kakhulu ungasakhanya amabala kompana. Bathi ke kumele ukhiphe $5. So kule mali eziningi-ningi sibe zikhitshwayo lapha ngoba kungani i-registrar general. Ngayidinga imali phela mzali.
Yes, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is the National Director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, ZESIN, Mrs. Rindai Chipfunde-Vava. Mrs. Chipfunde-Vava, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, too, for the opportunity afforded to me to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Now this process is started. Mrs. Chipfunde-Vava, what message do you want to send to Zimbabweans?
The message is that Zimbabweans should take the opportunity to get mobilized, to go out in numbers and also register. But of course, we are concerned with the high cost of replacement of the IDs. It is really costly. You know, if it is for the purposes of voting, I think there should be consideration to reduce the cost because it's not willingly that people are going to replace these IDs. And particularly also for the aliens, you know, they've been deprived of the opportunity to exercise the right to vote. So I think some of these documents should be given for free. And the way they need to pay, particularly maybe they've lost, the fees should be reduced. You know, there are economic hardships in Zimbabwe. It is difficult for most people to afford to get transport, even to get money, even to feed for themselves. So I think there should be consideration to make sure that these IDs are affordable.
Now, when we look at some of these issues, it seems as if this is normally done towards elections. Why is the government always doing that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it is for the purpose of elections, I think there should be free participation. It seems it is a way of trying to deprive some people from the right to vote. So if it is done especially towards elections, it's like it's a deliberate purpose to make sure that some people are not going to be able to exercise the right to vote. So that's what I'm saying. They should be affordable and possibly given for free so that everybody participates freely without fear, favor, or without any obstruction from participating from elections.
But the Office of the Registrar General, Mai Chipfunde-Vava, might argue that it also needs money to process these IDs and to ensure there are no delays.
But I think it's a national duty. Quite honestly, if the country and the government is interested for its people to exercise the right to vote, the citizens to participate, why can't they harmonize the processes to make sure that when ZEC goes out, like what we saw in Zambia, they were going together, moving together in teams. There was a desk for registration, issuance of IDs, and at the next desk, then you can register so that it's done simultaneously. That way it can also save the cost. It reduces the cost. And I don't know why they are doing it in parallel. Otherwise, it is even also going to confuse the voters. Some of them, especially in the rural areas, where there is no adequate information, don't think if they have gone to register to get IDs, it's a similar kind of process. They're going to be taken photographs. So to them, they might think it's voter registration. So I think there should be harmonization of the two processes so that there is no confusion of the voters. And they should make it easier. Go closer to them, but then simultaneously so that people don't get confused.
That's an interesting proposal. I think we'll come back to that as well. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Ellen Shiriedenga, who's the organizing secretary of the MDC, led by Professor Walshman Ngobe. Ms. Shiriedenga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Keith, and good evening, listeners. By the way, I'm not the organizing secretary. I'm the director for planning, strategy, and implementation.
Good so change there. Good change. I actually denigrated your post, so I'm sorry for that.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. So now tell us, what were your observations in terms of this RG's office outreach program?
We haven't observed much, save to say the process seems to be done in secrecy. You know, would you have expected that such a huge program would command a lot of publicity, but then there isn't much information, save for what is being circulated on WhatsApp. And maybe, probably, it was advertised in the press, but however, there are few Zimbabweans that have access to newspapers. So I feel there are huge challenges with the issue of publicity. However, with the information that we got on the ground was to say that mainly to those, you know, those permanent registration offices, these temporary mobile ones, but the permanent registration offices that are in the districts. We only got information with regards to the uptake of the events today. For instance, we're told that in some places, quite a number of people were turned away, like in Mount Pleasant Registry Offices, Mabvoko, and Kwazana Registry Offices. They were turned away. Those that required new IDs were turned away because they were asked to pay $10. And each, and however, most of them seemed as though they didn't have that amount of money. So that was the other problem. And the other thing is, I'm told that Machipisa Registry Offices, the machinery encountered technical challenges, and as a result, no IDs were issued out. So basically, that's the challenge which is there. And my fear is, you know, as much as we welcome this exercise, but for starters, it is come rather too late. You know, given that we are expecting that the voter registration process should begin as around October, as proposed by ZEC. So we feel that, you know, that this process, if it's not synchronized, if the Registrar General's office does not coordinate his activities with ZEC, we feel there's going to be chaos and confusion amongst the electorate. For example, we're talking of, for instance, the first voters, and most of them, they don't have IDs, and they're hoping that they'll use this exercise, this mobile registration exercise, to access the IDs. But then, because there isn't much publicity, and also the fact that there is no coordination with ZEC, there are chances that the dates might clash. And maybe, for instance, in some areas, ZEC would come earlier than the registrar people. What it means is that at the end of the day, the prospective voters, because they wouldn't be having IDs then, they won't be able to register. And the time ZEC, the time the register offices comes to them, ZEC people, they've gone. So those people would miss out on the registration process. So I agree with the previous caller that there is need for synchronization. And surely, in terms of the cost as well, it would have been cheaper to have sort of a one-stop shop, you know, where people can actually get birth certificates, IDs, their ID cards, and also at the time register as voters. You know, that could all be done on the same day at the same place. So really, for me, I think the problem is there is no coordination between ZEC and this office.
Thank you.
And also, the publicity, there's not much publicity.
Thank you very much.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the mobile registration exercise that started throughout the country today, being organized by the Registrar General's Office. Tinemterere rudu kutanga hava namo goronga magadi.
Tiripo magadi wabakuru.
Aiwa, tiripo wa goronga murugubi.
Diriku South Africa.
Muruku South Africa. Aiwa, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu vanhu vatanga kunyoreswa kuvota. Ima musi kunyoreswa handiti. Mwanzo zokera kumusha.
Ah, kuzonyoresa.
Mhm.
Ah, zitupa chitupa ndinacho saka ndinongomirira nguva yacho kana painenge yasvika.
Mhm. Aiwa kana
mwina
taura izvenyu.
Ah, huru zero yedu ndiye kungoti ivo vaya vechidiki vanhu ndo vazhinji vasina zvitupa.
Mhm.
Ngaba chitoshandisa mukana uno kuti vange vachitora zvitupa nokuti pamberi apo ndo patinenge takuchida kuchirovanyo kwamusoro.
Mhm. Asi semaonerenyi muri kuti vechidika vavanzo nyorese vanenge vasina zvitupa chii chinopa kudaro?
Vanongozvitorera ngoti zvinhu zvanga zvisina kukosha asi nokuda kwenhamo yatiri kusangana nayo neyava vakuonavo iko zvino tinoona vechidiki vakangwara vanenge vativhurike fungwa vanenge vava kutoita zvokutoti vachitobvisa nyaya iyoyo zvichitongoperirana kamwe kamwe.
Mm-hmm. Tichitarisawo pa nezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vamwe vari kuti mari dzacho dzinobhadharwa dzinoti dhurei nekudaro ngazviitwe pachena, munowirirana here nepfungwa idzodzo?
Ino kana zvadero zvinonetsa kuti titi varegere. Ngatingoti kana vanenge vangokwanisa vanayo ivavo ngavachitongobhadhara mari iyoyo vachitongowana zvitupa zvacho kuitira kuti vachitoziva kuti pokuvhotera pacho ndepapi.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Regai ndingokurudzirawo vashoma-shoma vaviri vatatu kuda pamwe mukandi pamukana.
Taura izvenyu.
Ndanga ndichida kuti kuzaka central constituency kumasvingo uko.
Mm-hmm.
Muwadhi 18 ngatikungava vese vechidiki varimo. Nofunga ndakatombobva kupanguva yatipfuure ava tikatomboti kuhomedzanei kuti zvisapotsa ndomukana wedu ndopokutanga nokupedzisira. Kana tatokundikana ipapa zvokwadi nhamo yedu tichapedzira takutorumwa nemagarikuni.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvakanaka, imwe neusiku hwakanaka.
Nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from our first caller, Mr. Namo Goronga. Gibbs is urging the youth, especially to go and register. He's saying the majority of them do not have IDs. So he's saying this is their last chance to do something meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's turn to the to Ms. Chifunde Vava. So now, Chifunde Vava, when we look at some of these issues concerning, you know, getting IDs, getting, you know, birth certificates and all those kind of things, what is the problem really? Why are Zimbabweans struggling to get them?
I know, to get a birth certificate, the first problem is the location. They are issued to the district offices. And most people, they don't have the money for transport and also to pay for those documents.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, there is also the issue of requirements where you need to go to witnesses, your relatives,
mm-hmm.
your parents. So it is also adding to the cost for those birth certificates. And there is no that some people live for less than $1 a day in Zimbabwe. And with this economic hardships, which I've mentioned before, it's well above the reach of many people. They can't afford. So that's why I was saying this is an opportunity for people to get these documents since the Registrar General is going to the communities close by to where they are. And perhaps they should waiver the fees for these people because not everyone can afford.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the challenges. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, some communities like in Matabele land, they've lost their families due to the Kukura Hundi. So you do have lots of people in those communities without these important documents, and it's so problematic.
Mm-hmm. And let's go back to Mrs. Shiredenga. What are you doing as opposition parties to ensure that word reaches your supporters that it's that time of the year?
What we have been doing as the MDC is we have embarked on the voter education program. Mm-hmm. We've alerted all our members in all provinces, and our director of elections, we are the ones that are spearheading those programs. We have produced flyers, which are, for example, our Ndebele hashtag, which is Valangibetu, mm-hmm. and then the Shona one, which is Voters Refile. Mm-hmm. So what we are saying in those flyers, we are encouraging people to go and register to vote and giving them the reasons why they should register. And also mm-hmm. We have listed the requirements that are needed for one to register to vote. So that is our voter education drive. And also we have informed them that there is the for those that have that don't have IDs, and that we've informed them that there is they should expect mobile voter registration exercise. And mm-hmm. what we are doing now is we've got our elections directorate being responsible for compiling the list, the program for voter register. For citizenship registration centers. Once we have put together those programs, then we'll be able to send them to our respective districts and alert them on the days of which the registered general of people be available. So basically, this is what we are doing to encourage our people. But mm-hmm. then, of course, there are challenges out there, because what we're doing is in terms of accessing that information, like I said earlier on, we expect this kind of information to be readily available, you know, not just circulated on social media, not everyone, not even, we've got quite a number of people that are in rural areas. They don't have access to internet. They don't have access to WhatsApp or Facebook. So we're trying by all means to actually engage the registrar general's offices to actually assist in that regard, because clearly there is no publicity. And what it means, if there's no publicity, a lot of people miss out. Earlier on, the previous speaker spoke about the challenges which people are facing, which make them not to access those ideas. You know, this is one of them. You know, we're talking about, for example, a rural constituency. You know, mm-hmm. in a rural constituency, we'll talk about the registration center will be maybe 30 or 40 kilometers away. And what it means is that the people that are within that radius, they find it difficult to actually to get transport, to travel to those centers. So this is the challenges that people are facing. And if what we are saying is these mobile registration centers should be accessible to the people, this is why it would have been prudent for the Registrar General's office to avail those registration centers on time so that people are mobilized accordingly. But if then everything is seems to be shrouded in secrecy, and we wouldn't want a situation. For example, the Registrar General only announced it last week. Uh-huh. You know, and 7 days down the line, then again he says, no, the process is starting. And can we be able to actually inform the people that are in rural areas that don't have access to radio, that don't have access to newspapers? So that's the challenge that we are facing. But uh-huh.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. And Gibbs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we've got a message from a caller who doesn't mm-hmm. want to be identified. Ubhale ulobela phake ngesintu isiNdebele. Uthi salibonani ngicela lingaqambi ibizo lami. Kanti nxa beza kuthi usiyathatha isitupa ubuye lomzali wakho, nxa siwabhubha ngiyamthatha ngapi? Ibuqili lobo. Ngiyabonga. So this guy is saying, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got a parent who died, mm-hmm. so who do you take to the registration center? Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's no way that you can have a dead parent accompanying mm-hmm. you to the registration center. So mm-hmm. he says, what should I do?
And if you have a panofana kuya, but ngatima witness, vanasa kurukana mwanukuzia.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think mm-hmm. this is a very pertinent question, mm-hmm. which maybe needs to be answered by
Maichifunde vava manzwa zvataurwa apo. Munogona kupindura here?
Wangu pakadaro ndopa nengo tinzuka uye nama uncle wako, anababa nkuru, baba mbiki, sekuru, kana kuti wanatete. Vanenge vachiziva kuti wakazvarwa rini, wakazvarwa papi kuita mawitness kana vanhu vanenge vachinge varipo pavanenge wakazvarwa. Saka tinza tongotarisa ivo vana baba mbiki, vana tete, vana mainini vanenge vane hukama hwepadhuze hwekuti vanobva vati hongu tine chokwadi chokuti mwana uyu akazvarwa nguva iyoyo nezuva rakati vachinge vari mawitness pazviri. Kana pasina witness zvinonetsa. Hazviti kuti ungoenda ungonopiwa birth certificate uri wega.
Yes, yekushiri yetenga ngesintu. Kuhlupa kanganani eMatebeleland lokhu nxa kuthiwa buya lomzali, umzali sowabhubha. Njalo nxa umzali wayengela situpha phela. So kuvele kuhamba njani khonapho?
Ende siyindaba vele ehluphayo nale kakhulu ngoba qalisa ukuthi kumele sikhangelisise ukuthi nxa vele umuntu esiyathatha isithupha kumele ebe le-birth certificate yikho kokuqala. And kuba nzima especially ngapha eMatebeleland kuzohamba kotsholotsho nkayi la kubolupani lapho abazali abaningi abafa bebulawa yindaba ze-ground. And wawunanzelela ukuthi i-ground ayingathatha abazali kuphela, ayithatha lesi hlobo even iseduzane. So endabeni ezinjalo kuba nzima ukuthi umntwana ebesezathi okay ngifuna ukuyathatha i-birth certificate. Akula mzali, akula malume, akula gogo ozakhonfirm ukuthi hayi lo njani ngumzukulwane. So ngenye indaba sibile naleyo okuthi even ngiyakhumbula even eParliament I think nge-honorable Khuphi owayebuza uChombo wathi Minister Chombo kwenziwani ngendaba yabantu beMatebeleland ngoba indaba lezi liyahlupha kakhulu kumele ilungisise. And futhi sizakhangela ukuthi elunye iduko olukhona ukuthi abantwana ngapha futhi babuya uze umntwana ole 3 months, 4 months bebuye phongulethwa ezele eSouth Africa ngabomalayita. Umama useSouth Africa wahamba ubaba womntwana kawaziwa. So esikhathini esinjalo ngezinye iindaba ezihluphayo kakhulu ukuthi unjani abantwana bethole ama-birth certificate and nxa umntwana engela birth certificate kuphinde kube nzima futhi ukuthi ethole ilokhu zen isithupha. So ngezinye izinto zona lezi zihlupha and futhi ikakhulu into ade ikhuluma ngovazi ukuthi kuyabe sokufuneka ama-witnesses. Yebo ama-witnesses akhona, sometimes ama-witnesses abe khona uzothiwa omunye wobulawayo kumbe omunye usenkayi kumbe omunye usematopo khona ngale. So abantu laba sokumele bedingele imali yebhasi bedade bebuye bezoncedisa umntu lo ukuthi ethole isithupha. But sesizakhangela ukuthi enye inkinga sibili esiyibonayo ukuthi khona vele emahofisini abo-registrar general abantu labana vele nabantu labantu abakhwabithi khangana abakhwabithi umsebenzi wabo ngoba umuntu even i-issue e-straightforward eclear ukuthi no umuntu lo kumele yenze lokhu lalokhu ukuthi approve isithupha sakhe they will complicate into yonale umuntu sezachike chithi inyanga yonke kuze kuhlale kuze kube ke waste imali eningi. So ngezinye izinto ezihluphayo okunye futhi ngikhulume ukuthi mina on my part mina for instance umama ngiweMozambique and the citizen wazalelwa lapha kobulawayo wakhulela lapha kazake fike elugqobe leMozambique yangkhona but he's considered as an alien. So ngezinye izinto uthe esiya renounce i-citizenship yakhe kwamthatha kumbe umnyaka echitha from kobulawayo esiye eHarare kobulawayo esiye eHarare. So finally after a long struggle yikho athola khona isithupha sakhe esi-right ukuthi la yevunyile ukuvota. So sizabona ukuthi asibo vota kulalaba abanye ama-Zimbabweans that are still considered as aliens. And for them ukuthi be-renounce i-citizenship yabo yena le eMozambique kumbe eMalawi kumbe eZambia kuyahlupha. It's a long process. And because ezinye izinto ezingabela abantu ukuthi bengatholi isithupha.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu-ke ntombi endala lapho-ke ubambe ungekhatshana. So she was saying that you know this is a very critical question for people in Matebeleland, especially those areas like Lupane and others where there was this ground thing, you know. So she says parents and relatives would have been killed and, you know, relatives, maybe some of them are in Matopo, some in Lower Gweru, and for you to bring them together is very difficult. And he says the other problem is we've got some children that are brought from South Africa by parents who live in South Africa. So now to have a witness in that case is difficult. So that's why kids end up without any birth certificates and so forth. So, and then she ended up by saying that her mother is Mozambican, and her mother took a lot of time before she was granted a local ID. You know, she says to renounce that Mozambican kind of, you know, citizenship, and then being given a new ID is an uphill task. So I think there's a problem there.
Of course, there are some who are following us on Facebook. Tada kubana pfeze nezvi. Tinoti munhu ati ndiri kupi. Nqobile Nantha Kashava ari kuti I'm always disappointed with people from Matabeleland for still supporting ZANU PF. But this platform, of course, is for just registering to vote. Tafadzwa Matlengobe says, listening from Botswana. Thank you, Tafadzwa. Then we have Refined Nema, listening from Gweru. Thank you, Imimi Muyeguzo Vota Foot. I want to kuya Nobile. Okay, we read, this is the second one. He wrote, all Zimbabweans around the world, now it's time to change our nation. Let's get ready for registration. The regime must go. Godfrey Kurawone says, Zek is behind time. I don't think they will manage to use BVR next year. Then Patrick Munyaradzi says, please stream live Shona sessions. Tirikuzvinzwa, mukoma Patrick. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri ari parunhare. Vamidzi, makadii?
Makadiiwo zvei?
Aiwa, tiripo. Vamidzi, muri kupi?
Tiri kuJohannesburg, muSouth Africa.
Okay. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu. Mune chitupa here kana kuti?
Ya, chitupa ndinacho, chitupa ndinacho. Ndikati nyaya yatinayo kuno South Africa ndekuti tatova padanho riri nani repamusoro. Takaronga ma WhatsApp group ekuti titaure nyaya dzinenge dzichiitika kumba, saka takakurudzira, tirikukurudzirana tese kuti tofanira kuti tiende kumusha, asi dambudziko rataita sekuti tasangana naro manje nderekuti kwakudiwa kuenda kumusha rutatu. Tati rwekutanga tirikunzi tiende kunotsvaka kune vasina zvitupa avo kuti vaende kunotora zvitupa vodzoka, vozoenda zvekunoregista, vodzoka vozoenda kunovhota, asi vakawanda vari kuratidza kuti vane chido chekuti vachazviita izvozvo sezvokuenda kumusha unoregista kuvhota zvesine kutora zvitupa. Then kune ndambonzwa muchitaura nyaya yevasina zvitupa kumusha uku kuti chikonzero munozva zvasiyana nakare. Kare waiti kana ukatora chitupa chako waitora chitupa kuti unoziva kuti uda kuzovhura account, uda kuzopinda basa, uda kuzoshandisa chitupa pakudai pakudai. Zvinoizvi manje chitupa hongu chakakosha, asi munhu ari kukura zvino haaoni kukosha kwacho wozaana paanochishandisa ane maona. Ndiko kuzongodiwa kuvhota after 5 years ndo paanozonzwa pakuzvitupa chitupa chitupa. Ndingati ndo nyaya iri kukonzeresa zvitupa kuti zvinge vazhinji vange vasina kana chido chekutora. Uyezve mari chai chaiyo kuti awane kuti abvise $10 yekunotora chitupa haana kwaanomboiwana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamidzi.
Tinotenda
zvikuru. Gibbs, would you have that?
Yei, lo munumzana ke unkomo ecingwani lapha vava unkomo kunjani?
Nyepela njani?
Hayi, siphila kakhulu. Bhosa akombe mabili matatu khonapho ke sizwe baba unkomo.
Ye, khona bekulula baba ukuthi abantu benikeze ama-ID. Ngezigaba ngizakhuluma Thebeleni nemigendo lapha engingazi khona kakhulu. Ngezigaba silabo sebhuka ngithi. Bosebhuku yibo abazi abantu. Ukuthi lapho ngiwakhumbula ngo-83 izamina le yenze thupha manje ibulala abantu. Ngomunye wakhona wasevivayo ngiyakwazi mami lapha mbona amangcuba amaningi ababulawa yizana. So bekufuze osebhuku ngezigaba benikeze ama-powers ukuthi kube yibo ababhalela abantu izincwadi ukuthi bethathiswa ama-ID. Akwaso nto enzima vele kungabi la ma-questions ngoba izanu iyabulala abantwanakithi abaningi. Abantwana abanye balapha abalazithupha, izanu yike kwaziyo konke khona lokhu. Bese ngikhala inyembezi, ngikhalela abantu bemigezi emathibeni abavotela izanu ngendlela eyasibulala ngakhona. Abantwana abanye bazelwe lapha eSouth Africa abalama-ID abaningi kakhulu. Kukhuluma ngohlelo lwayizulu uyakhona uhlelo okhuluma ngale bheriya laphana. Aso youth adila phana kuyesabeka abaningi abalazithupha bengikhuluma labo. So ayilula le ndaba ngoba ngabe izami iya-understand uhlupho lolu. Ngabe ndimidlenze ema-trend ayini ukuthi beyikhampeyina ngokuqiwa babenzayo bebulala abantu bakithi.
So kodwa ke nxa abantu befuna izithupha ke bese goli ubona zani wahanjiswa njani
ngudula lokho babuya bezofaka lapho abantu bethatha izithupha ayi vela abantu behluphayo into elula kakhulu leyo babuya bezofakela phansi bethatha ama-birth certificate bethathe nama-ID akunanto vele nzima ma bengafundi abafaka ebhoda khonapho abantu bejambe bethathe bezibuyele apha asonto vele nzima ukuthi uthoma ukuthi engabise emuva thina sivela kobo sebhuku that's why angithi asikamelwa for the past 6-7 years akusila muntu esimele emathiweni ne-meeting le nto okuthiwa ngo-council le nto okuthiwa ngama-MP le nto okuthiwa ngosebhuku nezinduna yikho kufize kudlala imisebenzi yonke lwayo but ngendlela yokuthi into ezimele izanwa ntiyabona angeke bekwenze ngoba esaba ukuthi bekwenze khona lokhu le-challenge very strong bengabancenge ephalamente laphana ukuthi buthiwa ngisebenzela izanu ngangena ngangizacotshwa bekhuluma iqiniso into ephilayo abantu bayathatha izithupha
awuboni ke inkomo sibongele kakhulu khona ngapho-ke egoli ungadinela kusasa ba
ya siyabonga ba
yeah that is Mr. Nkomo is South Africa you are saying that you know Crowley should actually be given some kind of permission to write letters to the RG's office because they know people in their locality, you know?
I think they are allowed to do that.
So that they can actually recommend and all those kind of things. Yeah, so he says maybe that is very feasible and maybe if it is being done right now, that's the way to go.
I think they are part of the witnesses. Todzo kakwamuri amai rindai chifunde vava. Pane zvanga zvitaurwa namai shiri yedenga pakuti dzidziso inenge isina kunyatsoti iri kufambiswa zvakanaka ini munoshandawo sei nezek ndakambotaura namai makara unemusi wechishanu vachiti munomboita musangano muri kushanda zvakanaka here uye munopindawo here pakudzidzisa vanhu
Next Friday kwakaita workshop yakainvita 30 organizations kuita voter education ipapo ndopa takabva tapiwa netsamba yekuakreditwa kuti tiite voter education asi tinenge takakurudzira kuti tsamba iyi dai yakauya kudhara yatinonoke uyezve dai tikavha period yokuti kusvika election pane kuti te periodi saka chishuro chedu ndechekuti dai maorganizations akawandawo anokwanisa kuakreditwa aita kuti tiite muonera pamwe nekuti the country is so big it needs all our hands coming together to work kuti tiite information giving information dissemination nokubatsira zeki nokuti nguva sezvataura maishiri chena yatopera vanhu akawanda havana information nekuziva kuti even programu yezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ekuti varejiste uyezve chichanetsa ndechekuti shambadzo yekuti madays acho vachatangisa rini iwo hatisati tanawo saka zvei zvakatirema chero patiri tizive kuti toti vanhu ndamuregista kupi musi wani information yacho iyo haisati yavapo saka zvinotinetsei kuti tinge tichishambadza noti iko zvino tine inadequate information hatisati tava neroad map ekuziva kuti zvinguva zvacho zvichatangisa rini zvinenge zvichiitika kupi maprovhinsi api saka iyo information iri necessary nokuti ipapa patingangokurudzira vanhu toenda unovhota but vasingazivi kuti zvotangisa musi wani uyezve kupi zvinenge zvichitinetsei saka zvazidai specific information iyo voter information inenge iri available uyezve takakurudzira kuti zeki nokushanda kwanenge vachiita nemamwe maorganizations inge zichishandisa mamethodologies akawanda kumatelevhizhini pamaradio mapamphlets oitwa translated into malocal languages ese kuitira kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kunzwisisa nokusvika kumamarginalized groups kwese kumaruwa kumafarming communities uyezve vese vanhu vanenge vakaremara vanhu vanenge vachishupikana kuti tiriche all macorners of the country kuitira kuti vanhu vazive chirongwa chochichi as I said before this is a unique opportunity hatisati tambozviona kuti tinonzi tangisai kuregister fresh saka zvaa zvakanaka kuti vanhu varejiste nokuti kana vasina kuregista hakwanisi kuvhota saka ioppotunity yekuti dai tese taita and go out in numbers so that will be able to exercise our right to vote
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru manyatsochekesa zvakanaka Gibbs
right so we've got some messages on Facebook blessing one of the guys is Innocent Ndenda he says post Ndenda I'm watching you from New York guys can I have your phone number so if you are listening there Innocent Ndenda here's the number 202-619-2077 post Ndenda again 202-619-2077 And then next one, Chingwena says, I'm watching you guys from Durban, South Africa. And then we've got a question from Chris Guerra, who says, when will be the elections exactly next year? So I think there's no date as yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, no date as yet, so maybe stay tuned. And then we've got Max Manika says, you guys, I'm watching you from California. Call us, Max. Let's hear what you can say about this kind of a program. See how Mama Shiret, oh, kumbenga hapo yikuwe. What in tate ke gulo babo moyo lapa. Ose kumwen. Sige sime kakani, kutuwa moyo kutungo lwake. Mungandu kumegile. So, okay, see how Shiret yenga. Mama, uza kona?
Kona.
Yeah, so wanubona zani ke, o ngono genzi wa mkulumende. Uwe zita bantu betole is tupa. Enda wani zena lilezo midlands, kuse buya imatewele lika kulu. Lapo kutupa kona yu taba. Loko kuna hondi. Kwenzo anja kono?
Kutaba, mina, I think we suggest ne kuli niweyo. Ngomunye ubabate lalele. Lapo kuti, ngakendo sabuku. Ngobo sabuku, labo, ibabazi abantu abahlala esigabeni. And they can work as commissioner of oaths. So ambona ukuthi kungahlupa usabhuku ngiyokwazi abantu bakhe le ngenye into sibile ngancedisa kakhulu and ikakhulu futhi enye kakhulu ukuthi ama requirements abo imali zona lezi ezifunekalayo I think okuyamele kwenzakale ngokuthi kathi esi process le ye DVR it's a new process and umuntu wonke as ya consent akula umuntu okuvota draw so kumele kukhitshwe ama $10 zona lawo In fact, maybe the cost recovery, maybe the charge will be dollar, will be $2 to recover ama cost abo abe sechenzi so ukuthi be printed ama is two personalities. So ngibonini nganezinye izinto ezingayenzakala ezinazo. And okunye okuqhakathekile ukuthi iyona iregisters office. Ayikizinike isikhathi ngoba nangokubona kwami program leyi iyagidi ngoba ibayigidimisa kakhulu. Ngoba antibathi izaphela ngo end of November which is about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
3 months abanyeke bayibhodilizwe lo ngoba we are talking of 210 constituencies for instance. And amanye ama constituencies bale radius maybe 180 kilometers. So kutsho ukuthi within a constituency A1 kuyakumele kube lama registration centers kumbe maybe ayi-10 kumbe 11 ukuze abantu bonke benjani bekwanise ukufinyelela lapho kuyabe kule registration center yakhona so as much as kule process le but akukhanyelisi ikakhulu ngakuprogressethi program yabo kathesi ikakhulu ebantwini bemathebheleleni kakwenze ukuthi kube lesikhathi eside ngoba ngapha yikho kunabantu abaningi aba-affected kakhulu ngoba into enye For your own information, PCC is ukuthi uhlelo lolu belisenzakale andike kwavuka umthinde emarangi inyanga ezikelele ngendaba zokuregistisa uhlelo lolu qalise kudala kwamanye kubomzara abantu namanye amashonal and provinces this registering process it is iyaqalisa kudala kade ezingekho abakhuluma abasebekhuluma ngakho ukuthi hhayi nokulo hlelo lolu but kwezinye indawo sokuyenzakile so they should give us i-opportunity umuntu wonke ngakuregistwe bengagijimisi abantu ngoba nxa sikhangela komndeni i-challenge ekhona yukuthi mina nge ngaba lesihlobo ade funa kuregistra yarara we took umuntu low about over a month ukuthi ethole isithupha eke hambe emakombe bekutshethi hhayi namhla sithatha abantu abayi-40 kuphela inamba isigwanile Ege hambe ngale song up e-market square. Bemtshele same story as well. Umuntu teacher every day. Kumbe kwenina bemtshele ukuthi hayi umtshina usufile.
Yeah, what's sikubamba umlomo kancane, sikubamba umlomo. Sokulo baba umama lapho sechingweni. Sithi gaga ngayi sibonte ngathini. Mamoyo ukhona echingweni?
Mina ngikhona
Ngisabona ibizo mbani mama?
Mina ibizo lami ngosinqobile.
Yebo singobile moyo kunjani kona lapho lapho khona
mina mbona ngani khona lokho kwezithupha imithetho le abayifakayo emningi leyi ngabe bayayisusa kwenzela ukuthi bona laba abantu abaningi abengalawo zithupha bethole izithupha bayenelise ukwenza izinto zabo ababefisa ukuzishwisa mba bafisa ukuvota bayenelise ukuvota mba bafisa ukwenza nezi ngoba banengi abantwana abangelazithupha labanye abantu abadala abahlupheka abangelazithupha. So bengafaka imithetho eminingi izimali zenezi abanye abantu vele imali kabalayo ama-$50 zona lawo kuzaba nzima ukuthi bathole izithupha.
Wena umenjani ulasa isithupha kodwa?
Ye mina nilaso
abangoba ma
njengoba ngisizwa kuthiwa zena lezi esilaza zisesebenzeka sokumele sitshintshe so kumele ukuthi sithole zena lezi ezamarabha sokuyabamela sifake imali.
Ye ukuthi intshintshwa ngkhona akhanye kahle kodwa kungazani ezezenge lazo ziyasebenza ulasa isithupha sezenge akhanye kungazani siyabe sisebenza kodwa-ke kwamele udingisise kuhle enxa ngagcina ngilitshele ongayisikho.
Alright.
Kodwa banengangani abantu khona ngapho-ke abahlutshwa ludaba lokuthi isithupha bahlule ukuzithatha ngoba abalabazali into ezinjalo ebubi khonapho kume njani?
Abanye abantu vele kabalabazali abanye balabazali ngabantwana kade sibabe behamba besiya kobhotsi wami thola ukuthi umntwana aselama-20 something years angazange athatha isithupha kodwa ibhethe layo.
Kwenziwa kuyini khonokho?
Basuka behambe okunye thina lapho esikhona vele ama-ofisi sikhathana lawo kuba nzima ukuthi abantwana behambe ema-ofisini ngoba vele i-problems imali.
Imali yokuthi ugade? So kodwa ungakhuthaza abantu ukuthi benzeni-ke mamayo nxa sukhangela ukuthi ukubhalisa khonoko ukuthi bazuza ama-ID yabo?
Hhayi, abalezithupha mina bakhuthaza ukuthi abahambe bethathe izithupha ukuze balungise izinto ezihluphayo ngokusweleka kwezithupha khona lokho.
Kodwa khona ngapho bathini ihhofisi ka-Registrar General bababuya yini khonapho?
Ukubuya abangakhulumi lutho but ukubuya nxa sebefanele babuye kuthi ube bazabuya esikolo.
Yebo, kodwa usabhuku-ke basebenzani nxa sikhangela udaba lolo?
Eminyakeni siyasibona osebhuku nxa kuthathwa zena lezi zithupha osebhuku babe belokhuza bebhalela abantu izincwadi zokuthi behambe bethole izithupha babe bengalazi into ezenelela abangalabazali babe bebancedisa osebhuku.
Kodwa kuyanceda?
Abanye babe benhlanhla bethole kuyasokuthiyana ngokuthi wena ukhulume njani ngohlupho lwakho lwalokuya ukwenza ukuthi wena ungabi lasithupha luhlupho bani.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mamoya, sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho ke ebubi ungadunelwa kusasa mama. So that was mamoya. She's in Bobby. She's saying that you know the problem is there are too many regulations in getting these IDs. So those regulations must be relaxed. And she says many people don't have money. So for you to actually get a birth certificate or ID card, you need to travel to the RHS office. And those offices, according to her, they're too far. You know, but then she says, at times, crawl heads play a crucial role in this kind of exercise. So they write letters and do all those kind of things. But some people don't get them, but others do.
Rikaiti mbwenda kuna mkoma zivana e metu variku epo ethuku. Makadi mkoma zivana e?
Inufora magadini.
Ayo atiripo. Mkatu zori chichanga chifamba se chirungwa cheku tora magwaro echiku epo ethuku.
Vagari vemuepwete havana kuchitambira nemufaro nekuti kuuya kwaita chirongwa mumusha medu zvatiita kuti tisununguke nekuti mari yataifanira kubhadhara kombi tichienda kundoita chirongwa ichi kutaoni imari yatabvisirwa. Naizvozvo hatina kutambira chirongwa ichi nemufaro nekuti miripo iri kudiwa kuti uwane gwaro rekuzvarwa naro kana kuti uwane chitupa miripo iyi hatikwanisi kuibhadhara. Epuheti yakasiyana nenzvimbo dzakaita vana kuwadzana Mufakose Kambuzuma kana Borodio nekuti ranga riri purazi rakanga riri Methodist but vanhu vaigaramo vakawanda Methodist yakazodhonita purazi iri. So vanhu varipo vazhinji varombo ende vamaforeiners. Zvati maforena zvitupa zvavo zvakanyorwa kuti alien. Zvanyorwa kuti alien, maalien haabvumidzi kuti avhote. Vanofanira kuti vachinjise zvitupa zvavo vapuwe zvakanyorwa kuti citizen.
Anga achiti havavhote ndianapa
manje.
Mutemo unenge wangu wakuti vakukwanisa kuvhota. Takataura namai Makarau vachitiwo mutemo unoti munokwanisa kuvhota but vamudede vanga vambotaurawo kuti havavhote. Asi mai Makarau vacho vezeki ndo anoita zvesarudzo vari kuti vari kunzi maaliens yavo vanokwanisa kuvhota asi tichambotaura kuna amai chipunde vabva pedzisa henyu
Ndanga ndiripo padombora mari nhasi nenguva dzafase 7 mangwanani. Uyu ndomuvhunzo wandatanga kuvhunza. Epa registrar general vanga varipo. Ndichiti chitupa chakanzi alien chinozobvumidzwa here kuvhota vakati aiwa maringe nebumbiro remutemo. Munhu anobvumidzwa kuvhota chizvarwa cheZimbabwe. Saka kana chitupa chako chakanyorwa kuti alien zvakutoreva kuti uri mutorwa. Naizvozvo haugoni kuti uvhote uchishamisa chitupa ichocho. Unofanira kuti uchichinjise upiwe chakanzi chizvarwa cheZimbabwe. That is CID. Kubva ndavhunza ndikati kana ndichida kuchinjisa chitupa chakanzi alien chinzi citizen ndinobhadhara mari zvikanzi unofanira kubhadhara $50. Inova mari isingagoni kuti inzi ingafungidzirwa kuti ingawanikwa nemugari wemunzvimbo yeairport munovawo mandinobva.
Oraiti imbobatai makadaro vamhetu imbobatai makadaro maichipunde vavha.
Oi.
Maichipunde vavha.
Ndikunzwai.
Tiri kutaura nenyaya yemaaliens nekuti ndakabvunza mai makarau nemusi wechishanu kuti zvinofamba sei nekuti vamudede vanga vamboti havakwanisi kuvhota. Mai makarau vakati aiwa vanobvumidzwa kuvhota ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo. Vamhetu vari kuti nhasi ndaenda ndabvunza vanhu vekuregistrar general vari kuti kuhofisi yavamudede vari kuti handikwanisi kuvhota ndofanira kubhadhira $50.
Isu ndo zvitaa takanyora tichiti izvi dzenyaya dzokuvhota dai dzasiyirwa Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuitira kwasaita maconflict messages neinformation. Saka zvava zvakanaka kuti dai paita zeki inopa mamessages nepublicity information iyeyi nokuti patova neconfusion kuti vezeki vanoti vanokwanisa kuvhota sezvatoziva pamumbiro womutemo kuti ndo marights nekugadziriswa kwazvakaitwa. Asi tonzwawo futi ofisi yekwaRG vachiti havachakwanisi kuvhota. Saka sa takakurudzira kuti dai zvese zvine to do kuti election zvangotaurwa nezimbabwe electoral commission pakaita confusion. Uku kwamubede dai vati siyirawo zvenyaya dzokuvhota idzi nezvekodzero dzekuvhota kuzeki kuti pasaita confusion iyoyi ende kuzobhadharisa vanhu mari yacho iyoyo it's well above the reach of many Zimbabweans. Havakwanisi kubhadhara $50 vanhu havasiri pamabasa chiri vanotengesa pamusika havakwanisi kuwana mari yacho iyoyi zvokuti vangabhadhara zvitupa izvo izvi. Saka kana government iri sincere kuti vanhu vavhote vibva zvisina kuita discrimination zvikuriwo vanhu vanonzi maaliens I think dai zvangogadziriswa kuti dai rapiwawo zviri pachena kana kuti dai vapa prize iri reasonablewo zvayo pane kuti zvibve zvadhuriswa kudaro. As a result zvinoshaya meaning nokuti vanhu vacho vanenge vakatagita kuti vange vachiwana maids acho havakwanisi kana kuti vazvichinje kana kuti vazvigadzirise.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Vamhetu pedzisa henyu ngoti nguva yedu ndoyadyanana.
Ndokupedzisa ndichiti kupiwa magwaro ekuzvarwa nawo pamwe chete nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota hazvizi zvinhu zvingaparadzi zvingapatsanurwa. Naizvozvo tinokumbira varita makarao kuti vaburise press statement sezvavakaita vachigadzirisa vamudede pavakanga vakamboti vane zvitupa zverati havakwanisi kuvhota. Paizvino ngavaburitse press statement ichitaura kuti vanhu vane zvitupa zvakanzi alien havasi kuzorambidzwa kuvhota nekuti vakanyarara manje isusu tinenge takugara tiri pakati pekutya kwekusaiziva kuti tichabvumidzwa here kuzopinda tichapiwa here kodzero yekuvhota kana kuti kwete. Chechipiri chatishungurudza pazuva ranhasi inyaya yema-$10 anodiwa. Isusu tiri kuti kana munhu akarasha chitupa panguva iyi yavari kutenderera vachitoresa zvitupa kusvira musi wa30 November, munhu nemunhu anoda chitupa ngaatoreswe pachena. Munhu nemunhu anoda gwaro rokuzvarwa naro ngaatoreswe pachena. Kana musi wa30 November wapfuura wozotanga havo kuchaja ma-$10 nema-$5 atiri kunzwa. Chekupedzisira chimwe chandanga ndichida kutaura ndechekuti kana munhu aenda achida chitupa asi aine birth certificate refu riya, ko sei vachizoti ngauye nechitupa chababa vake kana chamai vake kana birth ramai vake, iro zita ramai vake nababa vake riripo pabirth certificate ranenge aenda naro kuti andotora chitupa. Tine vazhinji vadzorwa nhasi vachida kutora zvitupa vane mabirth certificate marefu vachinzi hatikupii kana usina kuuya nechimwe chitupa chine senemu yakafanana nesenemu yako.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamhetu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinokutendai tinokutendai.
That's Epworth resident there Zivanai Mhetu. Gibbs.
Yes, no baba ke u Shepherd lapha blessing ncweni. Eh baba Shepherd kunjani?
Hey, kunjani baba?
Isiphile kakhulu. Akutshi wena ngodaba lwezithupha lokuthi ulibona njani?
Ah, yazi igwebo lezithupha lolu silingi sibuhlungu. Uyazi namhlanje ngoba namhlanje khona bekuhamba kuyathathela ekuzini, bekuhamba kuyathathela umzukulu wami amaphepha abantu kuzini, ipasipoti elokuzini igwebo lapha. Bantshela ukuthi ilokuzini i-birth certificate ebhalwe ngeboyboy ngayisebenzi, kodwa nina ngayibhadala ine price phezulu $45. Kodwa kathi sifuna ama-birth certificate lawo abhalwe ngelokuzini. Kodwa nikhona kuyilokuzini i-government yenza njalo. Kathi bese ngalahla isithupha ubhadale imali yokuthi into yonke vele iphepha uyivele eZimbabwe emasiphini yazi lokhu kuzisa ubuhlungu sengilo kakhulu yenza.
So bafike bathini exactly kona ngale uzofika?
Bekufuna ukumthathisa ukuzini. Bekufuna ukulungisa umuntu athi passport wathi no i-birth certificate yakhe kayini. Yabhalwa ngepolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipolipol
So manje $10 phela ukuzuphume iphuma nzima phela. Yabe ngekho eh?
$10 imali eningi kakhulu eZimbabwe. Ukuthi uzithole sibili lazi ngisukuluzeke kakhulu yazi ngasethi sibili ngenza njani. Ngokuthi ukuluzeka kwami nje ngoba bemfuna ukuthi ngiyenzele umzukulu wami i-passport ite kuyenzela ukuza ngingena isikolo ngapha eBotswana. Akulo ukuthi ngenza kwenza njani. Ngaze ngakhipha imali yami khona.
So manje usuyakwenza njani mnumzane?
Kulokhu ukuthi okweZimbabwe isilwa zinkosi yazi sesidiniwe lokhu kuyazi ukuluze ukuthi lathi asakwazi ukuthi singenza njani.
Hayi, sibongele kakhulu baba Shepherd.
Anisho phela baba.
Ye, ungathina kusasa baba.
Anisho phela.
Ye, so that was Mr. Shepherd. He says he tried to get a birth certificate for his nephew, but you know, he was told to pay $10 because the birth certificate that he was having or holding was actually handwritten. So they wanted a computerized one. So he was supposed then to pay $10 and he said that I didn't have the money. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Mrs. Rendai Chipunde Vava. Your last word.
So kuru drug day or mende ate ra or shema shema jevanu kuti ma documents shema IDs anga chipo apachen uye jeje ya affordable. No kubita ma restrictive via kuti wunda best certificate yambuya ya sekuru. Uya na grushu shulewana kuta mautness. That process iti yae nyato iti kwa much easier. Ne kuta synchronize, ne zeki. No kuta coordinate ma messages. Avo kutupasa ita ma conflicting messages. Otherwise, it is like one hand is giving and another one is taking. Shino paku tujite wa nwa. No so, tata ku tora opportunity o ku register o kukuku. So no guru zira tuli bangwa ino data ma incentive. Kuti vanhu vanga vachikurudzirwa kuti ukano register la ine dzimwe nyika dzatakamboona. Pane dzane ma incentive dzekuti ukano register notipawa kana dollar. Ukatouyawo kuzotora ID yacho notipawa dollar. Pane kuti nimi mochibhadharisa vanhu vaya varombo nevanhu vanoshaya kuti vonzi vabhadhare. Zvinobva zvatova kuti vanhu vacho demotivated. What we need to do is to motivate people panguva ino. Saka that's why tichiti isusu ma civil society organizations zeki neumwe noma ari koko tese tine basa dai tachikunudzira vanhu kuti vaende vaone maijis vasina vakarasa uyezve registration ichitangisa vanhu voenda inumbers nekuti ndio opportunity yatawana kuti vakwanisa kuvhota.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mrs. Chiriedenga, your last word.
Okay, mina engakutsho ukuthi abantu kabasuke ngobuningi babo bethatha ama izithupha zona lezi ngoba kuqakathekile. But ngikhalela kakhulu abantu abe-registrar general ukuthi uhlelo lolu kalufinyelele abantwini. Abantu betshelwe kulesi khathi ukuthi bayisethe kuhle iprogramu yabo ukuthi betshelwe kulesi khathi. Njalo lokuthi even izimali zona lezi ezifunakalayo we are appealing ukuthi kunothi abantu bebhadala ama-$10 nangcono bereduce kumbe bethi ngama-$2 kumbe
$3 isikhathi sesiphelele.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much, Ms. Ellen Shiriedenga of the MDC, led by Professor Woshme Ngube, and also the director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, Mrs. Rendai Chipunde Vava. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.